since it is crunch time, since it is this time, since it is a Monday, I have an idea. Let's do this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Oh, I can't hit that high note whistling. I tried. Can't do it. Yeah, it's our first Richter scale of the year. We didn't have one last week because there was no show, so that would be weird if I just showed up and asked you guys questions about stuff, and you weren't here, and no one else was listening.
And if you had tried to call, I wouldn't have answered.
That's true.
Me too.
I wouldn't have actually been calling because at this time a week ago I was watching the Rose Bowl, so I definitely wouldn't have been interested in your opinions. So, but I am now. So we begin Friday night, the first Civil War of the season. The Ducks came out on the losing end to Oregon State 76-64, and the women's basketball team swept the LA schools for the first time on the road since 2001. They are unbeaten through conference play through four games, and they are ranked in the top 10. They have moved up to number 8 in the country. How big of an impact did Oregon basketball have as a whole make on your weekend?
You first or me?
You can go first.
I'm going to go first. I watched all of both of those games, and so that's like a 10 for me because I don't usually do that with a lot of sporting events, and even though I work on a sports show, but I watched all of both of those all of those games, actually, because they were all on TV, which was fun as well. The UCLA game that Oregon won, it was touch and go at the end, but big three by Bando, and then they made their free throws on like UCLA, and that was a big win. By the way, the Oregon women's basketball team is really good. So hashtag analysis. I don't know about you, Steve, but it's like a 9.5 for me. It has to be.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I watched the first half of the first half on Friday, and then the second half of the second half when we were out, and I just kept waiting for the run. I just kept waiting for the run. I just kept waiting for the run. It never came. And then last night, I finally got to hunker down and watch the last quarter and a half. So it didn't engulf my weekend like the NFL did, but I'll give it an 8 because I thought they were both really telling games about where both these programs are as we speak.
I'll add one more thing too. It was really cool to be able to hear Doug Gottlieb be an analyst for a basketball game again too, because you're reminded just how much hoops knowledge that guy actually has. It was so good.
It's a lot of, he's got many knowledge.
Yes, he does.
Saturday in the NFL, a great day of football. The Chiefs go up 18 in the playoffs and lost for the second time under Andy Reid. Marcus Murray Gota played offensive line, wide receiver, running back, and quarterback, throwing his first career playoff touchdown to himself, which is just incredible. The Chefs shut out in the second half and in the late game, my Falcons hold the best offense in the NFL to just 13 points as Matty Ice, Julio Jones, and Deion Jones led the way past LA to Philly next week. How big of an impact did Saturday's NFL playoff games make on you this weekend?
Me first?
Yeah, this is all you.
I didn't miss one play of any playoff game, pretty much. So that's a 10, up and down. I probably since 12 years old, when the NFL playoffs are on, I'm all in. I can answer this game retroactively to 1972. 10.
Yeah, I'm going to say like a 9.5 just because I missed bits and pieces here and there. But that was, by the way, a really fun weekend of playoff football, too. I mean, all of the games, with the exception of, Jacksonville and Buffalo, like, were actually fun to watch and were engaging. And it was fantastic football. I mean, and obviously locally, Murray Gota gets a win in the playoffs. I mean, that raises the stakes quite a bit as well. So I'd say like a 9.5 for that, too.
Yeah, you guys jumped the gun a little bit, but Sunday in the NFL, a little less exciting, as it seemed Tony Romo might have played one too many games indoors to realize that a light breeze was, in fact, a hurricane. The Jags suffered their way to a win over the Bills, and in the afternoon, the Saints almost followed suit, blowing a big lead in the second half, but hung on to beat down the Panthers 31-26. So Sunday as well is a 10, I guess, from you, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's like a 9 for me. I actually didn't get much of a chance to watch the second game, but I was like, you know, checking in here and there. But I watched way too much of the Jacksonville Buffalo game for
yes,
my liking.
Agreed.
That was garbage football. And you're right; they kept talking about gale force winds throughout the whole thing, and there's no wind in
the
stadium.
They had a graphic; it was like they're going to kick a field goal 3 miles an hour. It's like that is a breeze.
It's not wind.
It's not windy,
especially there.
The other big NFL news, John Gruden is officially the head coach of the Oakland Raiders. Had a week or two to speculate that it was going to happen, but it is now official. How does this hire impact the NFL?
First of all, it was kind of neat to see he and McDonough do a little sign-off because there seemed to be some whispers on social media that they weren't getting along or that they were a tough listen. I was like, I was enjoying the hell out of the game.
The awkward Gruden, fist bump.
Yeah, Gruden back as Raider coach. That's awesome. It's you know, I think it might be ridiculous, but it's going to be fun to see him and that face on the sidelines after Derek Carr has a 3-pick game to lose to the Broncos.
Broncos. Maybe not the Broncos, Steve.
Well, they got a good defense.
They do still have a good defense, yeah.
That's a 9 for you? See, the question is like how much it's going to impact the NFL, and I don't know how much it's going to impact the NFL. I think he could be good. He could not be that great either. I mean, the Raiders were absolutely falling off this year, so they had a mostly healthy team. So maybe a 6.5, I'd say, because I'm not 100% that he actually is going to impact the NFL very much. We'll see.
That's a very good point.
Pending.
Last one. Of course, I got to ask about soccer. Barcelona signed Philippe Coutinho from Liverpool for £160 million, or about $192 US. And in the FA Cup, Arsenal lose a shocker to championship side Nottingham Forest 4-2, something that has never happened to Arsenal under manager Arsene Wenger. How big of an impact did world soccer have on your weekend? I had to ask. I just had to.
Well, you really didn't.
Yep.
Zero? 0.0.
Is the honest answer that if Nick didn't bring that up, I wouldn't have any idea that any of that
That's
happened.
A very
so
valid
does that
response.
Have to be a 0?
Yeah, I saw something go across Twitter with the name Coutinho, so I knew that that was a person that was out there that something happened to. And so that's like a 0.5, probably.
All right.
0.5.
Well, the more you know. It's a public service, a public soccer announcement from Rick Nodgers.
You know this is Oregon. You could have asked about the Blazers beating the Spurs, right?
No.
Okay.
You know it's me. I don't watch basketball, right?
Yeah, that's fair, too. All right.